Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our broadcast today, we're talking with Ginger Sowd. Ginger is the Republican candidate for Republican State Committeewoman. We're looking forward to a further dialogue and discussion with her about that position. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones. So if you have any questions or comments, dialogue and discussion, love to hear from you. I'd love to have you ask questions to Ginger about her policies and position, what she's wanting to accomplish as she represents us as the Republican State Committeewoman representing our county. Ginger, we're talking about that position. You're talking about your qualifications before the top of the hour news break. Continue, if you will, some of the things that you feel qualify you for this position. And then later in the conversation, we're going to also ask you to do something similar to that in relationship to the other candidates without calling their names and why you think you're more qualified to run than they are and why we should elect you. But first of all, tell our listeners a little more about your background and your expertise, your qualifications. There are a lot of things I could say personally that would sound placating if I were to say it on the air bragging, but I'm thankful for you and for your background, for what you've done, and I want our listeners to know you a little more intimately through your conversation about those things and how you qualified to carry out the task when elected.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I believe it's important to have someone in these positions that we described before the break and dealing with the state party and having our county have influence at that level. You need a person with a background of true leadership. And I have exhibited leadership in public service on the council for 9 years. As I mentioned earlier, that record can be seen at coj.net. City council members, former city council members, and that will get you to the webpage that has my service there. It's impossible to go through all of that on this short program, but basically I was president for a year. I served as chairman of the major committees and served on all of the committees at one time or another over 9 years of service. So that was the public service side of it. Also, some of this can be seen on my Facebook page right now. Ginger Sowd for Republican State Committeewoman. Ginger Sowd for State Committeewoman. I believe the Republican word is not in it. Ginger Sowd for State Committeewoman. And a lot of this is on that page. So I would invite your audience to go to the page, to like the page, and that way they can see more than we can talk about at the present time. But one of the things that I have had the honor and privilege to do in community service was to be the executive chair of the crusade with Dr. Billy Graham, which we worked on for over a year. And in the process of that, I was able to work with pastors and churches from not only all over Duval County, but all over the region. And the attendance at that event, according to the BGEA record keepers, was in the area of a super crusade, which puts it in very high numbers in attendance. It was a fabulous occasion, and many people, many churches and Christians participated by coming, by working, by singing, by bringing their neighbors, and many good things happened in changed lives. So I was able to do that. I also had the opportunity to have Ann Graham Lotz here at the arena. The crusade was in the stadium, of course, back in 2000, in November of 2000. I worked on it for the whole year before. And then Ann came, and we had her at the arena in 2008, I believe it was. And that was a great women's event, and I was the chairman of that. And also with Franklin Graham at a festival here in 2014 and 2015 timeline. So those were not only events for Jacksonville, they were regional events. And so through that, and I haven't said this publicly lately, but I did take the leadership training with the Florida Leadership Institute, is, I think is what it was called, and that used to be a very important leadership training. And Jacksonville had a counterpart to that. I don't think I ever took the local course, but I did take the state course and interacted with leaders from all over. So I think when you combine that with, and you'll see this again on my Facebook page, Ginger Sound for State Committeewoman, lobbying in Washington for legislation for cities. When I served on the executive board of the Florida League of Cities, we lobbied nationally on the regular basis for legislation and kind legislation from the federal government to our cities. That was important work and important things that need to be done today. So those are just some of the things, and I don't want to belabor them, but I would say this. I have the leadership experience, a proven record to demonstrate that, and I have the commitment to serve. And amen. I would ask your audience to go to that Facebook page, Ginger Saud, or State Committeewoman, and see the details. If amen. I may digress just a minute, I would like to mention the early voting.
Feel free to do so, yes.
That continues from, it began August the 3rd, continues through the 16th, and we need our folks to get out and vote at the early voting locations. There are 17 sites, and you can go to any of them and vote. And then, of course, that ends on the 16th, one day in between the end of that and the vote on August the 18th, where you can go to your precinct and vote. So I'm urging your listeners, please get out to vote. If you're registered, get out to vote in this very important election, because sadly, it is at the primary level that we lose so many conservative Republicans. The primary level is very important.
Yes, that's because so often that's...
Go ahead.
Yes, because so often we find that there are voters thinking that the primary is insignificant. It's only the major election, but that is not the case. Ginger, one of the things that I want our listeners to understand is that we are in the election cycle now. And so if you would be kind enough, simply take a moment, and if this were what I was accustomed to the folks in Tallahassee saying, as I was in the process of working on some higher educational bills in the past years, the legislators would generally say, give me your elevator speech. So take a moment to simply passionately let the folks that are listening know why they need to vote for Ginger Sowd. When you look at the ballot, I believe you have several others that are running for the same office. Express to our listeners why they need to vote for Ginger Sowd and not select one of the others. That's not being denigrative for any of the other ladies that's running, but why should they vote for you?
Dr. Young, but all the ladies in this race are nice women and have had a role in serving in the community. But I would say this, I am the most conservative. I'm the conservative voice in this race, and I have a record to prove that. That's yes. what I was talking about in my public service for 9 years in elected office countywide, and the community service that I have done in large measure, serving on so many boards, everything from Claire White Mission to others that I can't even remember that's on that city council bio that can be seen there, working with the Florida League of Cities and other statewide and national organizations. I have the extensive leadership experience to do this job. And so on that basis, I ask your voters to vote for me. And I will work with all Republicans toward the end of keeping our party true to its core values.
Ginger, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Ginger Sowd. Ginger is running for the Republican State Committeewoman's position. Ginger Sowd with a broad array of experience. Ginger, I think it is would be only right to say that you not only have experience on a local level of networking with and working with others on the local level, but the state level and the national level. And that's the kind of experience, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to have in a person that's running for office as this that will represent us. But Ginger, there's a lot of confusion about vote by mail. And you hear them on the whining on television with the Communist Network News and the other liberal networks, talking about Florida with the president saying that it's okay for Florida to vote by mail, but it's not okay for others. That's not what the president is saying, is it?
No, sir, it is not. And this is really funny. I was speaking with a friend just 2 days ago, and she said to me, well, I'm one of those bad people that vote by mail. And I said, whatever do you mean? And so she explained to me, here's the bottom line. We have always voted by mail. It was called absentee ballots.
Yes.
Whereby a person requests a ballot from the supervisor's office. That ballot is sent through the mail. The person votes and sends it back to the supervisor's office. You have total control over that ballot. Well, interestingly, in the not too far distant past, the Florida legislature changed the term absentee ballot to the term vote by mail. And so people don't know this term vote by mail, but in Florida, that means essentially vote by absentee ballot, which is what we've always called it. However, now this whole term vote by mail has been distorted, and the distortion is what the president is opposed to. The distortion says this, basically, that the supervisor of election will send ballots to every registered person. After those ballots are sent, there are no controls over who uses that ballot, no controls over how that ballot is returned, no controls over anything that happens to that ballot. We cannot have that. That is a recipe for disaster as far as having a legitimate democratic voting process. So vote by mail, as we understand it, with an absentee ballot that is numbered, it is to one person, that person has control of it, they send it back, as opposed to ballots being mailed out willy-nilly to everybody and their mother, and no control on who receives it, who literally marks the ballot, and how it gets back to the supervisor's office. People could literally, if the ballots were mailed out that way, I could go to my neighbors, conceivably. I would not do this, let me be clear, but I could go to my neighbors and other people and say, let me take your ballot in for you. And so I could receive that ballot. It may or may not be marked. I could mark it like I wanted it and take it into the supervisor's office. There is no control here. And so please, I plead with people, support vote by mail as we understand it in the absentee ballot mode, but not vote by mail, just mailing out ballots with no control over who gets them, how they're handled, and how they're returned.
Absolutely. In fact, it's called, in many occasions, ballot harvesting. And ballot harvesting is where, in fact, you've heard some of the terms where it goes into talking about the elderly. In fact, in our what they call granny harvesting, where many, and utilizing this fraudulent methodology, will go into nursing homes and will offer to cast the ballot or get the ballot and get it in for the folks in the nursing homes, and just have thousands upon thousands that are illegitimate votes that are not proper. So we need to stand against that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Ginger Sout. Ginger Sout is running for the position of Republican State Committee Woman's Office, or seat. And we are delighted that she is with us on the air. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to ask Ginger a question or make a comment or say anything that you think would be relevant to the conversation today. Ginger, take a moment and talk about some of what you would call vital issues facing Jacksonville and what you feel we need to do as citizens, how we need to view them.
A vital issue facing us right now as conservatives is voter registration.
Yes.
We must get Christians registered. If there are any pastors listening to your program, I am available to assist with voter registration at your church. We are going to be lining up, and we had many scheduled before the shutdown. And so now we have to reschedule those, and we will come to your church, not a party thing. This is a vote your values registration. We're not pushing one party over the other. we are saying to you, register to vote, Christian, and go and vote what you say you believe. Do you believe in the sanctity of life, that newborn baby, that, excuse me, that unborn babies should be allowed to be born and not murdered in the womb? Go vote that value. Vote for candidates who will support that in a governing way. Vote for people who will support religious liberty. You see, the truth is that Christians could carry any election they chose to carry.
Absolutely.
If, number one, they were registered, the statistics generally go like this. Of Christians eligible to register, approximately 50% of them are, in fact, registered. Okay, that's point one. Point number two, of that 50% who are registered, about 50% of them bother to vote. So if you do the math, that says about 25% of Christians eligible to vote are voting. That's a tragedy. And every pastor should stand in their pulpit and say, you have a God-given responsibility
right. To
register and vote. God has given us this freedom. It is not an accident. And he's going to hold us accountable for not influencing our culture by putting the righteous in authority. People, yes. God says he wants righteous. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the evil rule, they mourn. And
yes.
I hope I'm quoting that verse correctly, and you correct me if I'm not. But
you are,
the point I'm trying to make, God wants his creation ruled by people who honor him. They're not perfect, but if we honor him and believe his word that you so beautifully describe as God's inerrant, infallible word, if we believe that to be true, we want to govern from that worldview. And that has been my position from day one. It was God who called me to run. He called me in 1993 to run in 94. I kept saying, Lord, I think I'm hearing a strange voice because this was not on my to-do list. I had absolutely no plans to run for office. In fact, a woman had never been elected to an at-large city council seat. And so it was like, you want me to do what? And so I could tell a lot of stories about how he confirmed that call for me. And I feel the same way about what I'm doing right now. Call to run for this for reasons that are not clear to me, except that I am to run. If I win, I am to serve and to do what he leads me to do. And in the process of all this, I am asking pastors to allow us to register your people. If you are a member of a church, would you contact me and work with your pastor to allow us to help you? I understand pastors are slammed with requests for many things. And so I don't want a stranger to walk up to a pastor and say, hey, pastor, can I do a registration in your church? Well, I don't blame that pastor if he says no. But if that pastor has a member who will go to him, a trusted member who will go to him and say, I would like us to hold registration. It is perfectly legal to do so. It is perfectly biblical to do so. And we need our people to vote and to have the righteous in authority. Doesn't mean every person is in office is sinless. What I'm saying here is that we want people in office who will support the biblical values that we purport to believe.
And absolutely. And one of the key factors that we have to understand is that we need to vote. We need to register to vote. In fact, you talked about Proverbs 14:34 a moment ago. In Psalms 11:3, it's very, very clear. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And this is the reason as Christians, we need to be preserving the foundation. And that is our founding fathers' documents, the foundation of the Word of God. And if we fail to do so, in fact, I'll be a little more blunt for our pastors that's listening. They need to come out of the closet and get out from under the bed and take a stand. We have the right and the authority as Christians, as conservatives, as citizens, as free people with liberties, to stand in the pulpits and to speak the truth in love and to talk about candidates and what candidates we need to vote for and why we need to vote for them and what God is wanting to do through us as he preserves our constitutional republic by the vote of the Christian. Ginger, there's a couple of things we need to talk about. One of them is I believe that one of your opponents is a lady, and that she's a fine lady, I'm sure. I'm not trying to denigrate her, but her name's Youngblood. And I believe we need to tell our listeners that she is not part of the well-known Jacksonville-recognized Dr. Gene Youngblood family of conservatives. She's not connected at all. And yet for years, anytime she'd run for office, there seemed to be a successful ratio, and I believe it was because some have thought, and some have asked me down through the years, is she related? She's not related in any fashion that I can find in the family tree, as I call it. And so I want our listeners to understand, when you look at the ballot, there'll be a name, Youngblood, there. Don't choose that name. Choose the name Ginger Soud. And let me just simply say that very clearly for our listeners. I did not want to embarrass you with the statement, but I felt that it was needful for our listeners to understand as they look at the ballot what they will find and how we need to support you in this race. Ginger, speak
well,
to a couple of issues.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sorry.
Well, you have found yourself how sometimes that's put somebody in a state of consternation as to how they should vote when they look at some of the names. And many people, very frankly, get to the voting booth and look at it and say, wow, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, let me pick this one. And they go by name recognition rather than who they know will do the best job for them. Ginger, for the benefit of our listeners, we've got just a few minutes to go, but for the benefit of our listeners, there's several major national issues that affect in different fashions and to differing degrees the city of Jacksonville and the state of Florida. One of those being, how do we stand? How do you stand? Just for our listeners to understand, are you in full 100% support for our police departments, for funding our police departments with what they need to carry out the protection of the citizens in our city and in our state?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am and have always been, and again, it goes back to a record of experience to prove you're a conservative. I have always been a supporter of law enforcement and law and order. I chaired the Public Health and Safety Committee that dealt with all these issues. If your viewers will go to my Facebook page, Ginger Soud for State Committee Woman, they will see a ringing endorsement by two police officers, actually, one who's the former president of the Fraternal Order of Police, and I worked with him all those years I was on the council, and the other is a former police officer and trustee of the Fraternal Order of Police, who give me a resounding endorsement. I am the law enforcement, law and order and police candidate. I'm sure the other ladies are not in favor of any of these things happening, and that they would say the same words, but the difference is I have a record of leadership to prove that's where I am. And so, yes, just a resounding yes to your question. And one other thing, if I may, I'd like to mention to our pastors and church members who may be listening regarding registration. We only have a short window of opportunity left to get registration done. As soon as this election is over on the 18th, very shortly thereafter, the books will reopen. They will only be open through October 5 because people need to understand you can't run in at the last minute and register. The books close 30 days before an election. So any registrations we're going to do at our churches or at other events has to be on or before October the 5th. And so that'll be here before we know it. So there is an urgency about doing registrations. And again, I would ask that you get in touch with me, and Dr. Youngblood can provide you with my phone number. You can find me on Facebook, and I will do whatever it takes to help do registrations at your church, at events that you may be having, or whatever. So, yes, sir, I am ready to do registrations, and I am very much in support of our police officers and the work that they do, oftentimes thankless work, but it is crucial to having a peaceful culture, to having a society that is orderly and peaceful for the blessing of all.
Yes, that's the reason God created civil government, was for the prosecution of evil and the protection of good. And yet I am astounded when I see across the nation with cities and city leaders and mayors and governors pushing the defunding police departments and are reenumerating or calculating or presenting what they need to do and what they cannot do, what they can do. It's very dangerous for society. Just for a moment before I invite you to just simply give your presentation in closing, we're talking about a national election. Joe Biden is the candidate on the Democratic side, and is Dr. Jeffress has already so succinctly stated in relationship to Joe Biden and a vote for him is just antithetical to the Christian thought or for a Christian to consider. But nevertheless, we have those that somehow believe. Do you believe that we're going to wind up with any debate between President Trump and Joe Biden?
Dr. Youngblood, if we don't have a debate, that would be disgraceful. If we don't have at least three debates, it would be disgraceful. And it would be just even more proof that the Democrats want to hide this man, that he is not competent to do what he needs to do. And as a human being, I feel sorry for Joe Biden. But the reality is he's just not, at this point in his life, up to this job. And so, yes, we must have debates, and the people need to be able to see and hear and judge and evaluate the person they're going to vote for to lead our country.
And, yes, they've got to get him out of the bunker to do that, though.
Yes.
Ginger, we've got about a minute and a half. I want you to take this minute and a half. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to pray for Ginger Sowd. I want us to get involved. I want you to go to her website and push the donate button and be available. Ginger, we've got about 45 seconds. I want you to take this period of time simply to give your speech to our listeners, encouraging them to vote for you during this election cycle.
Yes, sir. I would say to all registered Republicans in Duval County, I respectfully ask for your vote between now and at the early voting or on August the 18th at your polling place. I would ask for your vote for experience and commitment. Ginger Sowd for State Committee Woman on Facebook.
Very good. Ginger, thank you so much. It's been our delight to have you on the air with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.